So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, text 23, text 10. Bhagavad Dharmina Sado Shraddhaya Yatata Sada Bhaktir Bhagavati Brahmani Ananya Visaya Bhava Bhagavad Dharmina Sado Shraddhaya Yatata Sada Bhaktir Bhagavati Brahmani Ananya Visaya Bhava Bhagavad Dharmina Sado Shraddhaya Yatata Sada Bhaktir Bhagavati Brahmani Ananya Visaya Bhava Dharmina. One who execute devotional service. Sado of the devotee. Shraddhaya with faith. Yatataha endeavoring. Sada always. Bhaktihi devotion. Bhagavati into the personality of Godhead. Brahmani, the origin of impersonal Brahman. Ananya Vishaya, firmly fixed without deviation. Abhavat, become. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Maharaj Prithu does engage completely in devotional service, executing the rules and regulations strictly according to principle 24 hours daily. Thus his love and devotion unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, develop and become unflinching and fixed. Please repeat after me. Maharaj Prithu
does engage
completely
in devotional service,
executing the rules
and regulation
strictly
according to principles,
24 hours daily.
Does his love
and devotion
into the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
Krishna,
develop
and become unflinching
and fixed.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada.
The word Bhagavad Dharminha indicates that the religious process practiced by Maharaj Prithu was beyond all pretensions. As stated in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam 112, Dharma Projita Kaita Vatra, religious principles which are simply pretensions are actually nothing but cheating. Bhagavad Dharmina is described by Viraragavacharya as Nivritta Dharmena, which indicates that it cannot be contaminated by material aspiration. As described by Srila Rupa Goswami, Anya Vilati Sanatunyam Jnana Karma Dhyanavritam Anyukulena Krishna Anu Silanam Bhakti Uttama. When one who is not inspired by material desire and is not contaminated by the process of fruitive activity and etheric speculation, fully engaged in the favorable service of the Lord, his service is called Bhagavad Dharma, or pure devotional service. In this verse, the word Brahmani does not refer to the impersonal Brahman. Impersonal Brahman is a subordinate feature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And since impersonal Brahman worshipper desire to merge into the Brahman effulgence, they cannot be considered followers of Bhagavad Dharma. After being baffled in his material enjoyment, the impersonalist may desire to merge into the existence of the Lord. But the pure devotee of the Lord has no such desires. Therefore, a pure devotee is really Bhagavad Dharmi. It is clear from this verse that Maharaj Prithu was never a worshipper of the impersonal Brahman, but was at all times a pure devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bhagavad Brahmani refers to one who is engaged in devotional service to the Supreme Personality of God. A devotee's knowledge of the impersonal Brahman is automatically revealed, and he is not interested in merging into the impersonal Brahman. Maharaj Prithu's activities in devotional service enable him to become fixed and steady in discharge of devotional activity without having to take recourse to karma, jnana, or yoga. I repeat the translation. Maharaj Prithu does engage completely in devotional service, executing the rules and regulations strictly according to the principle 24 hours daily. Thus his love and devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, develop and become unflinching and fixed. So before making an attempt to speak something about this very deep verse, I ask the blessing of all the assembled Vaishnavas, many of them senior Maharaj is there. He should be sitting here and I should be listening, but sometime we change the speaker. So this is a service we're offering. Please bless me that I can speak some suitable words which will enhance our devotion to Lord Krishna. Omagyanam Jimandasya Gyananjana Chalagya Chakshurun Nidam Nidatasmai Sri Gurave Namah. Namo Vishnu Padaya Vishnu Pristaya Putale Sri Mata Jaya Patata Swami Itinami. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Putale Sri Mata Bhakti Vedanta Swami Itinami. Namaste Saraswati Deva Gauravani Pachani Nirvishesha Sunyamadi Pasatari Sutari. Patitanam Pavanebhyavashtam Sviyo Namo Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadada Shrivasvati Gaur Bhatta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
So in this story of Maharaj Prithu, here in this particular sloka, we learn so many wonderful things. And Srila Prabhupada also announced in his purport many wonderful points. Of course, the Mayavadi aspect about being completely free from any material consideration and engaging in devotional service. There is no doubt that this knowledge is very profound and very rare. And this is not something which we can maybe meditate for thousands of years in Himalaya in some cave trying to figure out who is God. We may have a glimpse of Brahman realization, or we may have a glimpse of Paramatma realization also. But this transcendental knowledge is coming from above, and unless it's been given to us, you know, it is not possible for us to receive it by any other way. It's not by jnana, it's not by karma, you know, it's not by yoga. Only through bhakti we can actually receive this knowledge, only through the bona fide acharya, only through the spiritual master and the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Because I'm sure, my firm realization is that if Srila Prabhupada was not there, me and you will not be sitting here today. We should be in some other part of the world doing something else, if at all. So there's no doubt that the blessing of Srila Prabhupada as putting us all together, and of course the blessing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who just appeared in this wonderful place of now Mayapur. You know, we're so close, connected to the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because this is his place. And of course Mayapur was a place of learning. You know, 500 years ago people used to come from all over the world, from Persia, from Afghanistan, even from Europe. People used to come here and challenge the Pandit, different philosophy, nyaya, logic. So and of course, many Divijay came here, but they all got defeated by Nimai Pandit. So this knowledge is Raja Vidya Raja Guyam Pavitram Midam Uttamam. This is the most profound knowledge. So there is, Srila Prabhupada said, there is no university, there is no college, there is no school where they are teaching this knowledge. So we are going to play a very important part in this planet Earth, in this society, to enlighten people about the real goal of life. 8,400,000 different species of life we have been going through. We were tree, we were fish, we were monkey, we were cows, we were so many species. But now by the supreme arrangement we have taken this human form of life, which is very, very rare. If you consider all the other species, the human are very little in comparison. So having attained this form, we must fulfill this human form of life by realizing what is the goal of human life, which is to understand Krishna and to go back home, back to the spiritual world. So unless we are firmly fixed in understanding this, then our devotion is always difficult and dangerous sometimes. We may get lost in some turn, thinking, now let me become rich and then I can contribute, build a big temple for Maya. But then the devotee goes, try to become rich, he gets lost. You know, he meets a nice, beautiful girl, and he say, I'll become rich later. Now let me enjoy a little bit. I did so much austerity for so many years. Whatever. You know, whatever situation. So we must always remember that we are the servant of Krishna, and we are here for the only purpose of serving Krishna. So if Krishna wants us to become rich, then we were born in a rich family, like Ambarish Mahaprabhu. He's born in a very rich and wealthy family.
And he's doing wonderful service of donating to build this wonderful temple, the temple of Vedic Planetarium. Srila Prabhupada told him, you must build a temple. And he took it seriously. Everybody thought, oh, Prabhupada said so many things to so many people. How many people took it seriously? But he took it to his heart and said, this is my mission. I had to build. Prabhupada told me that. He didn't tell me, he didn't tell you, because we don't have one paisa. I mean, we have some money, but not so much. But Prabhupada would tell, you know, me, oh, you have to build a temple. I'm going to do this. I don't know. I don't have a clue how to do it. So, this knowledge is very, very powerful. And it's very important. And it's very important we understand which part, part we play in this mission of Lord Chaitanya. So first of all, we are the servant, and then we are the propagator of this message of Krishna. He said that Lord Chaitanya has opened the lock of the storehouse, our love of Godhead, and it just giving to everybody. It's giving to us. I speak for myself, most unqualified person. So it's fine, it doesn't matter where you come from, it doesn't matter what you're doing, it doesn't matter what you're thinking, just take the blessing. Just do it. Just test yourself, this nectar of Krishna consciousness, and distribute to everybody. That is so wonderful. Which avatar has come and given such a merciful taste of love of God? Prakasananda Saraswati, in his commentary, after he met Lord Chaitanya, wrote, yeah, Vishnu is maintaining the universe, so what's a big thing? Oh, okay, you know, Varahi lifted the earth from when he was down. Okay, what's a big task? He's God. And all these different avatars, they did so many things. But who has given the love of God? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has come, he has given love of God to everybody. No avatar has done that. So, therefore, we worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahavadanaya, it's the most merciful incarnation of Krishna. He come in the form, and he come to give love to everybody. So wonderful, isn't it? The dance in the kirtan, most powerful things. Dance in the kirtan, remove all inauspiciousness, all the weird things in our brain. It doesn't matter where you come from. I'm from China, from Africa. Yeah, we're dancing in ecstasy. Forget everything. We're brother. We are together again. No? Srila Prabhupada is a famous verse which Srila Prabhupada, no, one letter he wrote. You are so many meetings and so many resolution, dissolution, no solution. Yes, do kirtan. Kirtan is Yuga Dharma. So, if sometimes we get, you know, caught up in our service, okay, you know, I am the temple president, I'm the manager, I'm this, I'm that, okay, whatever position we have, but we have to be in the kirtan, we have to be in this program, we have to chant our mantra, we have to chant our round. That's the first duty, first thing first. There are so many, you know, big, you know, exponent of improving your life, the seven law of this, the five law of this. It's first thing first. So why, if you don't chant your round, it's not like you do service and then in the night you chant your round and you're sleeping. No, first you chant your round, then you do your service. The result of the chanting, the powerful chant, is that you are empowered to do the service. It's not that I'm so busy doing my service I cannot chant Hare Krishna. Then what's the point? In the end you start to think, hey, why am I working so hard here, you know? I can work in the hotel, or I can work in the airport, and I make more money. This guy don't give me any money. So if we don't chant Hare Krishna, which is the major focus point of our life, because what is the chanting of Hare Krishna means? Is that, my dear Lord, my dear energy of the Lord, please engage me in your service. Isn't it? So we are chanting every day, you know? Please engage me in your service. And then we engage ourselves in the service of the Lord, with a proper mood. This is very important. The Lord is called Bhava Grahi Janardana. Means, you want to see the mood, how we are doing that service. It's not just scraping a floor, or making some you know, polishing the deity, some metal, or making sangala with some flour. No, we are doing all this with our mind, thinking, this is going to please Krishna. Whatever we do, we may be doing accounts, we may be worshipping the deity, we may be cleaning the floor, we're cooking, whatever we do, 24 hours a day. Here we can see in this particular slogan, Maharaj Prithu was engaged 24 hours daily. So it's a question of consciousness. What is our consciousness? What we want to do? Are we doing some job? Or are we doing service for Krishna to please the Lord? So sometimes we get into the routine of doing things. Okay, you know, I figure out this, I figure out that. Like driving motorbike, you know, after 30 years, 40 years, you don't think I'm first gear, second gear, third gear, doesn't matter. It goes automatically, you know. You brake, you speed, you stop, the lady cross the road, you bonk it, whatever. So it becomes a second nature. So for us also, for devotee, after doing so much service and so many years, become a second nature. I'm not problem chanting Hare Krishna, you know, and doing the service. But still, our consciousness should be that, you know, what is the bhav? What is the mood in which we are doing the service? And somebody says, oh, I'm doing so much service, you know, like the pastimes of Ramachandra, there was Hanuman who was throwing big, huge boulders, and there was a small, you know, squirrel carrying a little sand, you know. But the small squirrel was going between the leg of Hanuman, and Hanuman is always tripping with this big boulder. Get lost, man. What are you doing here with your sand? You can see they're obstructing, you know, we're building a bridge to go and cover Sita. Why are you throwing the sand? When did you guys get lost? Go and sit on the side, just relax. Chant some mantra, do whatever you want. Don't come in between our legs, we squish you, then we feel bad. Then Ramachandra came and said, no, wait a minute. Listen, he's doing his service, you are doing your service. You're throwing the big boulder because it's so strong. But this squirrel is small, so it's trying to stand for me. What's your problem? I accept the service. I like it. Now you have a problem, that's your problem. You be careful you don't squish him. He's also a devotee. Well, okay. Yeah, I didn't consider that. I was thinking I'm doing big service, you know. Yeah, you're doing big service, but he's also doing service. So like that, the mood in which we are serving the Lord, that's very important because the Lord recognized that service, that bhav, you know. So in South India, in Guruvayur, there is so many beautiful temples. All of you, anybody has been in Guruvayur temple? A few devotees, okay. It's a wonderful temple of Krishna. Krishna is standing with a churning rod. It's a baby Krishna. The deity is maybe this high. Beautiful. You know, and there's a continuous festival going on. The same festival we are doing here with the elephant has been doing there for the last so many hundreds of years, but with 10 elephants every day. And so beautiful temple. So in that temple, there was, you know, in a year 1547, this was almost the time of Lord Chaitanya, 500 and more years ago, there was this wonderful devotee, his name is Puntanam. He's born in Nambudri family near Guruvayur. He was very humble and simple devotee. So he used to write poetry and glorifying the Lord, but he didn't write in Sanskrit, he used to write in his local Malayali language, just ordinary language everybody can understand. And there was a great Pandit devotee also sitting in the temple, and he went one day to him and said, my dear Prabhu, I've come, I want to show you this, what I wrote. And so he wrote a poem called Gyanapam, means the pot of wisdom. So this devotee look at him and say, what did you write? I wrote some poem. What language is this? He says, it's Malayali. He says, ha, Malayali. What is this? I don't even look at something which is not written in Sanskrit. Take it away. What is the use? So the devotee felt very bad, you know. He felt, my God, I'm such a useless guy. I don't know Sanskrit. I'm going to glorify the Lord. So then the Lord came in a dream of Narayan Bhattacharya's. And so I told him, why are you so puffed up, you know? I mean, this devotee is such a nice devotee. You know, you think you're a great Pandit. He's also a great Pandit. Maybe he doesn't know Sanskrit. So what? You should read the poem. It's very nice. It's glorifying me. I like that. So then, the next time that the audio went and catch me, okay, show me the writing. What did you write this? Very nice. Okay, let me see. So while he was reading, he found some mistake, as usual. And, you know, he wanted to write, Amara Prabhu means is my Lord. But he wrote Mara Prabhu, which means tree, the Lord of the tree. And he said, what is this? Come on, you don't know how to write anything, you know, what is this? And immediately Krishna came and said, what? I am not the Lord of the tree, look at this. Big, huge tree came out from nowhere, you know, with his arm and his eyes. He said, I am also the Lord of the tree, what's your problem? You are shocked. Okay. So it was, you know, so many pastimes like that, you know. And of course, this Narayan Bhattadaris, he wrote the Narayaniyam, which is equal to the Bhagavatam, glorifying the Lord. Very nice. And so many wonderful pastimes. This Puntanam was married when he was 20 years old. And him and his wife were worshipping the deity and doing the service. And they were desiring a child. So, for many years they did not have a child, but then at one point, you know, his wife became pregnant and she's waiting for the baby. So the baby is born, they're very happy. So in the first year of his child, they make a big feast and they call everybody. But then something happened, you know. The child fall inside the pot of the hot rice and pass away. So this was a big tragedy. For this devotee, he was feeling so bad. He said, my God, what did I do? You know, he desired so much a son, and then his son passed away. So then he completely dedicated himself to the Lord and was going every day to the temple of Guru Vayo, worshipping the Lord. And he said, okay, whatever you want, you know, I'm your servant. And he started to glorify the Lord. And he completely depend on the mercy of the Lord. And he wrote a very nice poem, which I'd like to read to you. So, this is one of the poems he wrote. Is there a life without the use of tongues? Have we escaped from mortality? Alas, alas, without reputation, we rust and eat our life in vain. After how many lifetimes of labor, we happen to be born here. How many lifetimes spent in water? How many lifetimes spent in trees? How many lifetimes spent as beasts and cattle? Here we could be born as men. After so much hard labor, we fell into our mother's womb. 10 months we have been spent into the womb. 10 and 12 years spent as a child too. At the next of time, not knowing ourselves, we spend in self-centered vain glory. So this is one of the poems he wrote. Very deep, very nice. And so many wonderful devotees in this particular temple. Also, there was one old lady, Kuru Ramma. She's very famous in South India, in this particular place, because she used to speak to Krishna daily. Krishna, as a child, used to come in her kitchen and help her in the core of a household. Can you imagine? She's very old. She's very sweet. So what happened was one devotee who was sick. He got some arthritis. So he went to this Narayan Bhattadaris, who also happened to be speaking to the Lord every day. He went to him and said, Prabhu, I'm suffering from this arthritis, you know, I cannot walk, my joints are paining. Can you please ask the Lord, you know, something, how can I become free from this disease? So then he said, okay, I will ask the Lord. So next day he came, he said, I asked the Lord, he said, this is your karma, there's nothing you can do. So he was very upset, you know, he went away and said, oh, No, sorry, this was Puntanam. He went and asked Puntanam. So then the same devotee, he went and speak to this lady, Kuru Rama, and said, please, Amaji, please tell me, you know, you're speaking to the Lord every day. Can you ask him if there is anything I can do to get free from this disease? She said, okay, no problem. I will ask the Lord. Then she went and speak to the Lord Krishna as a child. Then the next day, he came and said, yeah, the Lord said, you chant this mantra, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. You can chant this mantra, you will become free. No problem. He said, he was very happy. So he went to chant, you know, and the first few days already feels better. And then after a few months, you know, his disease is gone. And he's thinking, wow, this is far out. Then he went back to this Puntanam. He said, what is this? I ask you to tell the Lord if I could become free. And, you know, you tell me nothing. But I went to this Kuru Rama and she told me, I can chant this mantra and I become free. And I become free. What's the problem? Are you really speaking to the Lord? Oh, you're telling lies. I didn't say lie. I went and told. This is what he told me. Then he's thinking, okay. You know, he left. And then, you know, Puntanam, he's feeling very bad. He said, what is this, your trick, my Lord? You're playing with me. Then again, he speaks to the Lord and says, what is this? You told me that this is karma and you cannot do anything. And then you told me that you cannot become free from this disease. Why you tell Kuru Amma that she chant his mantra and he become free from the disease? What is this thing? He said, well, you asked me about him. But she said, she told me, she invoked me. She said, no, you must cure this devotee. There's nothing impossible for you. You must do something because he's my friend. And then I say, I cannot say anything to her. She's imploring me. So I told you, chant my name and you can become free. What's the problem? So this is the mood of the devotees having relationship with the Lord. No, the Lord is so sweet. He can do anything. There's nothing impossible for the Lord to do. So bhakti is the only way for us to achieve this supreme goal. So another point Srila Prabhupada mentioned in this about the Mayavadi. So the Mayavadi want to merge into the existence, to the effulgence of the Lord. So they say after so many years which are trying to enjoy, they cannot enjoy. There is a say like, you know, try to catch the grape. Oh, this grape is too sour. Forget it. So it's like that. They're trying to enjoy, but they're baffled by material energy. And when they fail every day, they say, okay, let me merge. This is called spiritual suicide, Srila Prabhupada say. Yeah? For devotee never think, you know, want to merge into the effulgence of the Lord. What is this? If there is merging, means there is no relationship. Yeah, that means still, Prabhupada says, this is the last snare of Maya. I want to become God. I want to be part of it. So I have no more problem. Right? But it's not the case. No. Even this jiva, again they fall down from the Brahma Jyoti or whatever. But, you know, that's not our original position. Because our original position is to be always servant with the Lord, always in a relationship with the Lord. So we cannot merge. We don't know the body desire to merge with the Lord. And through our life we can see many things happen to us, good, bad. But if we have faith in Krishna, we know that this, whatever we're going through, you know, this is for us to learn how to love Krishna, how to be in that relationship, because we surrender to the Lord. Okay, you want me to go through this? Let me go through this. All the great acharyas, Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus Christ, Srila Prabhupada said, he was crucified. And while they're crucifying on the cross, he said, please, my dear Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Right? Ramanujacharya, his guru wanted to kill him, Yadava Prakash, because he became more prominent than him. He wanted to kill him. They planned to give him poison when they're traveling in South India. even to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, even some gunda wanted to kill him, some animosity from the local people, and they paid some gunda to kill him. But because of his powerful effulgence, the very gunda who came to kill him, he went and said, "Maharaj, please, forgive me. I came here for something, but I cannot do this." He said, "What is that, my son? They sent me to kill you, but I cannot do this." So all the great devotees, all the great acharya, they're going through so much problem and difficulty. So sometimes we have a little problem, you know, the pressure cooker doesn't work, the tire is burst, whatever, the japamala broke, there is a hole in the dhoti, whatever. You know, we start to freak out, start, you know, what is this? You know, this is not Krishna consciousness. My wife is supposed to repair this dhoti. Why she didn't repair it? This is Maya. And we start to blast the whole, you know, put the upside down the whole cosmos, you know. So these are small things. We are so fortunate, you know, to come and take darshan every day with Shri Radha Madhava, Panchadatta, and Nishingadev. They're so beautiful. They're so wonderful. And we can pray to the Lord every day, "Please, let me become your devotion, devotee. Let me become fixed." Like Prithu Maharaj, he was fixed in his devotion and developed unflinching faith into the Lord. "Let me not dwindle my mind even for a second that there is anything else which is more beautiful than you, which is more wonderful than you, which is more astonishing than you." Actually, as we progress in our spiritual life, in the beginning it's very difficult, you know, to wake up in the morning, we have to take a bath, you know, to go to Mangalarti. Oh my God, you know, so difficult, right? But then after some time it becomes so pleasurable. You know, we start to enjoy, you know. Like what today we were telling to other devotees, "Hey, today is cool, enjoy, man, because now the hot is coming. Just remember how it's a little cold, it's not pleasurable. Because after a few months you can sweat under the fan." So let's enjoy now. Let's enjoy means in Krishna consciousness. And let's also, whatever is it, okay, we enjoy the heat, we enjoy the cold, take a bath in the Ganga, whatever. It's so wonderful. Maya is so wonderful that, you know, we are rightly situated in the place where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu opened the lock of love of God. So we must test ourselves, the love of God, and we must distribute to everybody. So this is our duty. This is our mission. Because this is a mission of Srila Prabhupada and all the previous acharya. If we want to be in our comfort zone and nicely situated, do this a little bit, it doesn't work. We have to go out of our comfort zone. We have to go out and preach. Or at least be exemplary devotee. So when people see us, they say, "Hare Krishna." Simply by seeing you, the devotee, the people, the common people say, "Oh, here is a bhakta. Here is a devotee. Let me learn something from him. He's effulgent. He's smiling. He's happy." Yeah? Devotees are happy. One reporter asked Srila Prabhupada, "Can you show us some magic?" He said, "Magic? What magic you want to see? Look here, in front of you. Look at all these people. They were meat eaters. They were gamblers. They were drunkards. They're all devotees. This is my magic." It's true, you know. It's not that by some divine arrangement we were qualified to receive the mercy. No, Prabhupada created the mercy by distributing prasadam, by distributing this knowledge to everybody. No? All of you have a story how we become devotee, right? I was sitting in Kathmandu temple. I was a hippie in 1978. And one devotee from Mayapur, the Sankirtan party, came and with the BTG said, "Hey, you want to buy this BTG?" I said, "Brother, I don't have any money, you know." I said, "Take it anyway." "Oh, really? You give me free?" "Yeah, you're a nice guy." Then he find out he was also Italian. Then we become friends. Then he invited me to the temple. Then they give me so much khichdi prasadam. And I felt, well, this guy is my lost friend. These are my real friend. I felt in my heart. This is like when you meet somebody after 20 years, your friend. your childhood friend, you meet them, and wow, hey, I have some connection with these guys, you know? And then I met them again in the embassy and again in the street and said, wow, this is a sign of God. It's telling me something, you know? I was a little bit introspective. I was praying to Lord Shiva, please reveal to me who is the Lord. I am confused. In India, so many temples, Durga temple, Ganesh temple, Shiva temple, there are 33 crores of demigods, they're all in India. And which temple? Which one is God? I can't figure it out. You know, everybody say, oh, Durga Mata Ki Jai, and they worship it. And you go, you know, any temple, you know, oh, this is Ganesh, Ganesh, resolve all the problems. And yeah, you know, when you don't know anything, it's confusing, you know. Who is God? The one with the trunk, the one with dragon, the tiger, the guy with the trident, the other guy has forehead. Well, it's really, I can't figure it out. This is baffling, you know? But they say Shiva is very merciful. One Baba told me, you pray to Shiva, Shiva will reveal to you everything. I say, okay, Om Namah Shivaya, I pray Shiva in my heart. Okay, you are very merciful, you know? Let's reveal to me who is God. I want to serve him, I want to do something. But I don't know who he is. Can't figure it out. And then when I meet the devotee, wow, this guy, they know who is God. They say Bhagavad Gita, they say Krishna. Are you sure? Is Krishna is God? Yes, look here, read. Wow. This is fact. This is real. And I say, okay, man, this is the thing. So when I came to Mayapur, I said, the devotee said, come on, stay here. You know, there were only how many, you know, few devotees, you know, 20, 30 devotees, Pankajangri, Janivas Prabhu, and so many other devotees. I say, you can study sometime. You want to go back to Italy? No problem. Stay 3 months. Study the Bhagavad Gita. If you want to go, man, the door is open. We're not catching you with a chain. I say, yeah, makes sense. And then I study and I did the new Bhakta, you know, training course. Washing the toilet, washing the pot, washing the street, washing the temple, washing everything, washing my soul. I felt purified, I tell you, in my heart. When I was scrapping those big karai in the kitchen, these are big, you know, like this. And they were black, really black. And you finish, your dot is black, your hand is black, your t-shirt is black, everything is black. But my mind and my heart became white. So I was thinking, okay, man, what's the big deal? I can wash the pot, I can wash the toilet, it's for God, I can do anything, I'm ready. You tell me, I'll do it. So, I felt purified, and then the devotees say, let's go in Sankirtan, you know, let's go and distribute book. I say, yes, adventure, I like adventure, I like traveling, let's go. We jump in the bus, and we go traveling everywhere, Nepal, Bangladesh, North India, South India, we went everywhere. And wherever we go, we have a program every day, we distribute books every day, you know, we chant our japa, we are like soldiers in the morning, we chant, we wake up, you know, we are a small Gornitai Didi, we worship, we offer prasad, take prasad and go. Take a book back, go and distribute books. Finish a book, come back, take more book, go, out again. All day like this, you know. So wonderful. We met so many wonderful people, we opened so many temples in South India and Bangalore. And we started our matta, you know, village to village with His Holiness Japatika Swami. Bhakti Raghava Maharaj was there, you know. And we did so much preaching, you know. And now you can see the result. In the beginning, nobody was to come in Mayapur. You know, from Calcutta we are thinking in our brain, how to bring people to Mayapur? Nobody was to come. Then we purchased a big bus, you know, Chapati Express. I used to drive the bus for 6 months. I drove the bus. We bought it from New Delhi, from some hippie, they had this bus. They came from Germany, they came with this bus. You know, it's a Mercedes big bus, you know, 54 seat. You remember? The Chapati Express, then we changed Chapati, we removed, we put Mayapur Express. So every Friday, Saturday and Sunday, I drive the bus. Come on. I can drive anything. Only problem that the driving seat was in the wrong place. Yeah, because in Europe you drive on the right side, but in India you drive on the left side. So when you drive the bus, you have to overtake some other truck, You have to stick your head like this. You can't see. Oh, you have to have somebody sitting there. You tell me when I can go, because... And if the guy miscalculates, it's long bus, you know, it's like 45 feet, 15 feet. So if the guy miscalculates, you know, how fast the other bus is a problem, you know. It's difficult to drive the bus, but it was a wonderful experience. You know, we're bringing people, you know, we're giving free tickets. Come to Mayapur, you know. And people used to come to Mayapur. Wow, Mayapur is so nice. Now we get millions of people coming, you know, who cares, you know. No, we should care, man. These people, they come. Going outside and see how many buses. These people come in the night, driving all night, 3 o'clock in the night. They come 4 o'clock in the morning and they come from Mongolia. I say, who are these people? Which planet? Which region? I don't know where they come from. Then they come from Mongolia and they go in the bus and they go in the next place. Amazing, isn't it? So, we are in the right place. We just have to preach Krishna consciousness to all these people who come. And it's so wonderful, the program in the morning, all the give japa mala. People are fighting, give me my japa mala, I want a japa mala, I want to chant. Wow. You know? People are eager to chant the only name of the Lord. It's so wonderful. You know? And they say, free darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Dibya Lila is there. They get free, wow, I want something free, right? The Bengali say, I'll give you something free. Yeah, okay, I'll stay here 5 hours, wait for the things free, I'll take it. So they're into free things. You know, everybody, you know, I'll give you something free. Oh, okay, take it. So then they take darshan, they take the mercy of the Lord, they take prashanam, and then that's their life is changed forever. When you meet these people again, anywhere, you ask, have you been in Mayapur? Yeah, I've been in Mayapur, so nice, so wonderful. You know, so beautiful. I want to come again. So that's Mayapur. That's our life. Our life is preaching this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message. Prithivideya che jaturati nati gram. Wherever we go, wherever we meet, we tell them about Krishna. So we should be focused and fixed. All the other things can wait, but this cannot. So let's fix ourselves nicely in devotional service. Let's be situated in, what it says here? Bhagavati Brahmani. Bhagavad Dharminaha. This is our Dharma. You know, I was thinking Dharma, what is Dharma? You can take water, you can put it inside a freezer, become a piece of ice. Or you can take the water, you can boil, become vapor. But in a natural state, water is liquid. That's the natural state of the water. That's the Dharma, the water is to be liquid. So similarly, our soul has to be dedicated with devotion to the lotus feet of the Lord. That's our Dharma. All the other things can wait. Make money, this and that, whatever. We shouldn't get into illusion and thinking, oh, let me build some nice building and make a few crore rupees, then I'll sit and relax and chant and be happy. No, it's not working like that. You know? It's not the money that's going to make us happy. I remember one time after we did Ratha Yatra in Calcutta, the temple president was very happy. He said, okay, you go to Mayapur for 15 days. You don't have to do anything. You just stay prashana and relax. Because we worked very, very hard. So me and Dhruva Prabhu, is another Italian devotee, we were tired actually. You know, we repaired all the three chariots and everything. You know, we were working very hard, rain season, everything. So we came to Mayapur. They gave us a nice lotus building room. They give us Mahaprasadam every day. But after a few days, we are taking Mahaprasadam and we are taking darshan and everything, we are doing nothing else. Hey man, this is boring. No, because we had a passion to do service, you know. Not that it was boring, it was Maya. We think, this is Maya, you know, what are we doing here? Relaxing, like Dadu, or relax. What you relax? Let's go and do baptism, do some service, you know. We went back to the temple and the temple president said, hey, what happened to you? Why you come back? I said, well, the Mayapur, you know, 1 week is enough. Don't need more. We recharge our battery, we came back in action. Let's do it. Let's serve Krishna. And we went and distribute prashadam. We used to go every day to the GPO. We bought one old army jeep, Nissan, 6-cylinder. We used to drink like crazy, petrol. But anyway, we painted everything. We put the logo of Mayapur it was food for life. We used to cook every day, you know, like 300 kilo khichdi. Prabhu was to sit on top and with a speaker and speaking Bengali, we have prasanna, we are from the temple, come and take prasanna, and a big line of people, you know. That is near the court, so all these people all dressed with a tie, they come and take prasanna, please, thank you very much. So they were receiving prasanna very nicely. Then every day we used to go and distribute prasanna. After finishing prasanna, we go to the by the Ganges, you know, we stop in the Ghat, Babu Ghat. And then we take all the pots, we wash them, we wash the jeep, we take bath, come back to the temple. Nice. So fired up, always wonderful, you know. Well, such a, you know, even today, I mean, I'm sure all of you are experiencing so much wonderful ecstasy in doing your service. Because if we do it with the consciousness, we want to please Krishna. But sometimes we are in Maya, we think, what is that for me? When we change Krishna, we take him out, we put ourselves in the center. What is that for me? How much money I will get? How much what, you know, whatever we think. Maybe not money, maybe name, fame, glorification, I don't know. There are so many different levels of Maya which can come, but we should think, hey, come on, let me do this for Krishna. Because we came here for that. If we do that, we reciprocate. Krishna reciprocates with us. There's no question about. You can feel happiness in your heart. No one can deny it. It's not somebody has to put it with a, you know, with a hammer inside you. No, it's there. It's coming naturally, spontaneously. Just chant your round nicely in the morning, take prasanna, do your service with consciousness. This is Krishna consciousness. We are conscious that we are serving Krishna. We should not become mechanical. No? If you become mechanical, then why am I doing this? I don't know. So we should be conscious that it's Krishna consciousness. So I'd like to stop here. Thank you very much. If there is anything, there are so many wonderful devotees. Srila Prabhupada ki! Okay, it looks like we're going to the next program. Yes? Any questions there? Jai! Mahaprasadam ki jai!